Hello everyone. Some teachers can get confused about which type of evaluation is better, if traditionals or alternatives ones. So in this podcast, we're going to check some disadvantages and advantages that each evaluation brings us. And of course, an opinion of what we can use or which we can use in our process or in the process of learning a second language. My name is Diego Nilla, and with my partner, Angel Longas, we are going to bring you some important ideas.
From our experience as student, as a bit of teacher experience, we can say that both traditional evaluation and alternative evaluation are totally valid in education. Therefore, as future teachers, we must know how to use these evaluations depending on the context, the objectives, the topics, and the results that we want to obtain through it. Clearly, each one has its advantages and disadvantages, but why don't we complement each other? Well, in the first instance, we have the alternative evaluation, which we consider valid when a teacher puts it into practice with the students due to the depth of the results that the teacher achieves or wants to obtain. Also, the process that the student goes through with this type of evaluation. For instance, at the moment of how to present and justify an idea, a solution, or a plan through the knowledge that a student have managed to acquire with the teacher. According to Long, this is a method of evaluation that measures a student's level of proficiency in a subject as opposed to the student's level of knowledge. The overall goal of alternative assessment is to allow students to demonstrate the knowledge and execute tasks. Besides, one principal advantage of this type of evaluation is that a student is required to perform, create, produce, or do something, which we as a teacher could evaluate how the student manages his ability and provide information about both the strengths and weaknesses that achieve to produce meaningful classroom activities. On the other hand, two principal disadvantages are the lack of time that we as a teacher evidence in our classes in order to don't provide a precise evaluations to our students.
On the flip side, we have traditional evaluations which can be useful when we as a teacher want an immediate and standardized results for our student, where we can assign them with quantitative data like the standardized test or writing exams. Also, it focuses on the results and they are definite results, but not in its achievements as is indicated by Vasquez. A traditional evaluation is one in which the parameters are established by the teacher without taking into account academic and professional criteria. Quantitative grades are assigned without clear criteria to justify them. It focuses more on errors than on achievements. It doesn't take participation into account for the students. Errors are punished and are not taken as a source of learning. It doesn't help self-improvement. The results are definite without possibilities of changing it and focuses on the students individually, as Garcia mentioned. Nevertheless, it's important to have a grade for our students. In the process of learning a second language, it's very useful to assign our students. Otherwise, how can we classify their level, classify their competencies, so that both the student and the teacher can obtain a more objective result of how the learning process has been. In conclusion, we cannot speak of only one method. Both are required in the process of learning a second language. It is important to innovate, to evaluate our students, and also to make their learning more meaningful through their experiences when they present an alternative evaluation. But we cannot leave behind the traditional evaluations. These allow us to measure more objectively their learning processes. With quantity information obtained, we can classify processes, classify levels, and classify our students.
Thank you so much. We hope that this information has helped you with the process of teaching a second language.